I'm David Brancaccio in New York. AT&T's proposed $85 billion takeover of Time Warner goes before a federal judge today. The Trump Justice Department is suing to block this on antitrust grounds. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
AT&T is primarily a wireless phone, internet, and satellite TV provider. Time Warner mostly provides media content with a marquee lineup including HBO, CNN, and March Madness. Vertically integrating distribution and content makes sense, according to analyst Tuna Amobi at CFRA Research. He says, if you're AT&T looking over your shoulder at internet competitors like Amazon, Google, and Netflix, all trying to reach your customers directly with streaming video, social media, and who knows what's coming next.
The bigger you are, the more leverage that you can exert, the more that you're also able to adapt to this new world order of direct-to-consumer offerings.
But that massive reach up and down the media supply chain could leave AT&T with too much market power, says University of Michigan business professor Eric Gordon.
They could give preference to content that comes from Time Warner,
giving AT&T an unfair advantage over its competitors, he says. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.